We welcome everyone tonight to SheerEnjoyment.com. And we first want to thank Mitch Green for his incredible, diligent, hard work on behalf of all of us. And we want to thank Jake Wyman. We want to thank Jake Wyman and Mitch Green for their incredible work on behalf of SheerEnjoyment.com. And we want to dedicate tonight's Sheer to a Shalema, Aviva Bas Masha Chana. May she have a refuah shalema. And also, Zecha Uli'ila Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, may his neshama have an aliyah. We thank our sponsors for the dedication. Again, we wish a refuah shalema to Aviva Bas Masha Chana. Very speedy refuah shalema. I'd like tonight to talk about Tisha B'Av. Yitz Hashem, next Monday night, a week from tonight, will be Tisha B'Av. We will not have a shir. I will not be giving the shir Monday night. I will be, Yitz Hashem, I plan to be at shul, preparing for kinos, for Eicha, kinos, and I will not be able to give a shir. So therefore, I would like to say something now in honor of Tisha B'Av. We are in the 9 days. Tonight is the second day of Av, and it's the Avelus of the 9 days. And let's discuss something interesting. We know on Tisha B'Av, we read the Haftarah. In fact, it's the only day of the year where we read the from Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, all three together. We read Torah, we read the parasha in Bo Eschanan, Ki soile bonim uvnei vonim v'neshantem v'oretz, a frightening passage from the Torah, v'eshchatem, you will go astray, you will go down an evil path, v'asisem pesel, t'munas kol v'asisem harabi nei Hashem v'lokech l'achiso. And that the pasuk goes on to describe will lead to Golis, will lead to Rechum v'samigash, will lead to a lot of difficult things for Klal Yisrael. We also read from the Haftarah. It's a long Haftarah. There are many topics in the Haftarah, but I want to focus on Pasuk in the Haftarah where Hashem asked the question. Hashem asked, Vayomer Hashem. Hashem asked the question, and he says, why did the Churban happen? Al mo avda ha'aretz. Why did the Churban happen? Nitzasa v'amidbar mibli oiver. Why did the Lord was torched to the degree like a midbar, no one passes? And Chazal in fact tell us that this question Hashem asked to the Malachi Hashores, Hashem asked to the Nevi'im, Hashem asked the Tzadikim, Hashem asked everyone, Almo of the Haaretz. We have to know that we know why the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Chazal tell us it was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. When the Gemara says Almo HaAretz, Mo is not Madua, it's not Lama. For example, the Manishtana, we begin Ma Nishtana Halayla Hazeh Mikol Halaylos. So simply, we teach children why, what is different? How is this night different? Why is this night different than all the other nights of the year? We ask four questions and we want to know why. Why this night do we do things different than we do things the entire year around? But if that was really the case, it would be more grammatically correct to say Lama with a Lamed, or really more accurately, Madua Halayla Hazeh, then different than all of the other nights. The word Ma is not the proper word. And therefore, more accurately, Mepharshim explain, Al Moha of the Aretz is. For example, let's first compare it to Pesach night. Manishtana halayla hazeh. It's wow. Look how spectacular this evening is compared to all the other nights of the year. All the other nights of the year we eat chametz and matzah. Halayla hazeh, we only eat matzah. Ma, it's not a question, it's an observation. Wow. Ma nishtan, look how this night is special. Likewise, the Churban took place because of Avodah Zarah, because of the Gilui Arayos, because of Shmichas Tamim, the Gimel Averos Chamuros. When we say in the Haftarah, Al Mo of the Haaretz, we are focusing on not why, but what's the takeaway? What comes out of the Churban? Al Mo of the Haaretz, what do we learn from the Churban? What is the overarching theme that we learn from the Churban? And this, the Malachim didn't know, the Nevi'im didn't know, the Tzaddikim didn't know, the Hamoinam didn't know. They may have known, they know. The reason why, Hashem, you are now destroying the Beis HaMikdash is because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Tamim. But what's the takeaway? What is the root cause? What is the outgrowth of the Churban that we have to learn from? And on that, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al ozvam es toirosi, asher nasati lefnehem v'leshamu v'koili v'leholchu va, they abandoned my Torah. That's what you take away from the Churban. Chazal darshan, what is it? Wasn't that, what does that mean? What do you mean? Because you abandoned my Torah? That's too general. And Chazal say, Al Asher Ozvam Es Torosi refers specifically to the fact that they did not, that Klal Yisrael did not make Birchas HaTorah. They did not recite Shaloi Berchoi BaTorah Techila. They failed to recite the first bracha, to recite a bracha before you learn Torah. Now, what does that mean? That can mean many things. I mean, and actually, there are many, many Mefarshim who give different ideas of what it's referring to. Shaloi berachu b'Torah tchila. It's because before they learned Torah, they didn't make a bracha. They did not show their appreciation for the Torah. They did not show it was a mitzvah in its own right to learn Torah. There's deep meaning in what it means. Shaloi berachu b'Torah tchila. However, I would like to say something a little bit different, that we find when you get an aliyah, when a person is called up to the Torah to learn, to read the Torah, you make, there's a bracha b'tchila, and there's a bracha you make b'soif. Before you get the aliyah, you make the bracha asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim v'nosam lanu es parosam. When you finish reading the 10 psukim, at least the 10 psukim, the 3 psukim of your aliyah, you make a bracha, also another bracha. You make a bracha asher nosan lanu toras emes v'chaye olam nota b'sochenu. Shaloi berachoi b'Torah techila is referring to the bracha you make on the Torah before you get the aliyah. That bracha is a bracha of asher bochar banu mikol var. The Torah was a gift, the Klal Yisrael, in that Hashem showed the world and Klal Yisrael that they are special. They are chosen. They are the chosen nation. It doesn't just mean Shalei Berachu b'Torah Techila. It means the bracha before, not that you didn't appreciate the Torah. It's that you don't appreciate that the Torah was given to you, Klal Yisrael, because you're chosen. Klal Yisrael is the chosen nation. That's why the Churban came about. And we see Klal Yisrael went to Golis, they went to Bavel, and they struggled in Golis, and they came out of Golis, they survived. Going into Golis in the Bayis Sheni was a demonstration where we learned that we are the chosen nation. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, when you're in isolation, where you're among your own, you don't realize you're chosen, you're special, you're unique. When you're in Golis, when you're surrounded by 70 wolves, you're surrounded by the 70 nations of the world, you mingle with them, you realize, it forces you to realize you're chosen, you're better than everyone else. You have mitzvahs that they don't have. You have obligations that they don't have. And you come to realize, you come to appreciate the depth of your chosenness. Until Klal Yisrael went into Golis, they were not surrounded by other nations. They lived in their Yerushalayim, they lived in Eretz Yisrael, they had their homeland. Other nations paid tribute, had respect, but the degree of chosenness was not felt as it would be felt when we are forced to mingle with them. We're forced to live amongst them. And then it's only natural for there to be assimilation, for us to learn from their ways. And yet we prevail. We remind ourselves who we are, the commandments, the mitzvahs, and the chosenness of Klal Yisrael, it is appreciated. Now let's go step further. The Bayis Rishon was destroyed, or we're saying now law of the Aretz, because Asher Ozva Al Oz Al Oz Vom Estorasi Shaloi Berchu Batar Tchila. Nechlal, we have another Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed 490 years later. And that Beis HaMikdash was the second Beis HaMikdash. And that was destroyed because of the second Toichacha in Parshas Kisavon. And we can suggest, it's a little bit of a leap, a little bit of a chiddush, that it was destroyed also because they abandoned the Torah, because really the Torah is, that's what everything comes down to at the end. But it was because Shaloi berchoi b'Torah b'soif, they didn't make a bracha after Birchas HaTorah. When after, they did not make a bracha after you read from this Torah. There are two brachas for the Sefer Torah. There is the bracha Rishoina, and there is the bracha Acharoina. And if the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because Shaloi Berchoi Batara Techila, then the Bayis Sheni, we can suggest, was destroyed Shaloi Berchoi Batara B'Soif. After, what is the bracha that you did not make after the Sefer Torah, after the second bracha, after you learn the Torah? That is the second bracha you make on the Torah of Asher Nosa Lanu Torah's Emes. We live today in the glow, the aftermath of the Churban Bayis Sheni. What is our avoda? Our more? What is the takeaway? What is the quality that we're striving to learn? Why did the Bayis Sheni? Why was it Chora? We all know why. We know why the Gemara says because of Sinas Chinam. And the Gemara gives a whole other list of reasons why, the whole other list of reasons. But Alma, what is the overwhelming take away from the Churban Bayis Sheni the bracha asher nosan lanu toras emes, a Torah of emes. In the world we live in today, alma d'shikra, it's a world of lies. Everything is a lie. The bigger the lie, the more people believe it. There are ideologies, there are lies. There are beliefs, there are lies. There are many things demanding that we play along with a lie because someone is benefiting from it, because of a system of governments and all different aspects. But eventually a lie doesn't last. It's an experiment. There are people who get rich. There are people that have benefit. The Hamoinam doesn't have benefit and they go along with it because of different reasons. Eventually a lie is exposed and then you're left with nothing. Torah, we have to appreciate not to get caught up in the lie. Alma d'shikra. It is a world of sheker. Sheker loy koi. Emes koi. Emes, the first letter of the alphabet is the middle letter of the alphabet, the last letter of the alphabet. It spans all of time. Sheker, the three letters are right next to each other. It's just short-lived. MS, each letter has two legs. It stands firm. Sheker, the shin comes to a point. The kuf stands on one leg. The resh comes to one leg. He doesn't have a kiyum. The Churban Bayis Sheni, when we came out of the Churban, Almo, what is it? What's the takeaway? The takeaway is to fully appreciate Torah is emes. Everything about the Torah is pure truth. We say every day, davening, after Kriyat Shema, the bracha of Geula, we conclude, the bracha concludes right before we say Shemona Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael Geula. Hashem is the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael. The coming of Mashiach. Achatelei b'chol yom tamid. How does the bracha begin? What is the first word of the bracha? Emes. V'yatze v'nochon v'kayim v'yoshar. And then we go on and we say Emes. Elokei olam alkeinu tzu yakov lokei yishenu. Anochamol. Emes. Sho'ato hu Hashem elokeinu. The focus of the bracha of Geula is Emes. Emes. Ato Rishon v'ato Acharon. Emes. Mimitzrayim gealtanu Hashem elokeinu beis avon v'nisranu. The focus of Geula is Emes. It says Bracha of Gaal Yisrael numerous times we mention Emes. We even translate it. The second word is Yatziv, and it's a Targum of Emes. And that we conclude with Goali Yisrael Geula. The takeaway, we're trying to suggest that Chazal are giving us a hint. The Navi is speaking about the Churban Bayis Rishayim, Al Mo of the Haaretz. And the Navi answers, Hashem says, Ozvon Es Torasi. And what does that mean? Shaloi berchu b'Torah techila. If the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because they didn't make a bracha on the Torah b'techila, then we could suggest that the Bayis Sheni was charav because we didn't make a bracha on the Torah b'soif. When do we have such a thing of making a bracha tchila and b'soif, what we get in Aliyah? when we're called to the Torah. And in fact, giving the calling to the Torah is a dogma of Har Sinai. And what is the Nusach being called to the Torah? Well, Tchila, the Nusach is Asher Bochar Bonu Mikohar. So there's no mention of Emes. It's a bracha which expresses the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. This is the more is the takeaway of the Bayis Rishon. And by extension, what is the Bayis Sheni, the takeaway of the Chobu of the Bayis Sheni? It's the appreciation that Torah is Emes. After the Chobu of the Bayis Sheni, is when the Torah, the study of Torah, flourished. Rabbi Akiva was killed in the Churban Bayis Sheni. In the aftermath of the Bayis Sheni, he was Asar the Malchus, began with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Gamliel, and finished with Rabbi Akiva. It was the conclusion of the Churban, and with Rabbi Akiva, he brought down the developed Torah Shebaal Peh. The day that Rabbi Akiva died, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was born. Chazal Darshan, Hashem gave us the family of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which continued to develop the Mishnah and the Talmud. From there on came the Amoraim and the development of the Talmud and the flourishing of Limud HaTorah. And what came out of that? Asher nosan lanu Torah's emes. V'higisa bo yomim v'layla, to appreciate the Torah of emes, which will ultimately bring the Goal Yisrael. The conclusion of the bracha of Goal Yisrael is a bracha that begins and covers all the different facets of Emes. May we be zoiche that the Gula should speedily come in our days. There are a lot of tzaris in Klal Yisrael. It's been a long year. It's been now just a little bit over 300 days, 302 days since Simchas Torah on Shabbos, on Friday. I think on Friday it was 300 days. That would make now tonight 303 days. And we've suffered a lot. Our whole perspective has changed. And there are a lot of sorrows in Klal Yisrael. And halavai, our suffering should come to an end. And we should witness the coming of Mashiach, b'mehera v'yomeinu, amen. I want to wish you all a easy fast. Now there's a new thing to say. People say that you should have a meaningful fast. It's not traditional. It's not traditional to say have a meaningful fast. Our parents and grandparents did not say have a meaningful fast. They were practical. They said have an easy fast. There must be a reason. There must be a reason to have an easy fast. It's symbolic of we shouldn't have to fast. We shouldn't, the tzorah of the fasting should go away. It shouldn't be that it's meaningful because there are a lot of problems and fasting is motivating us and it's purifying us. The tzorah should go away. We shouldn't have tzorahs to deal with this altogether. And therefore the fast should be easy. That's what Klal Yisrael used to be, that's the traditional thing to say. But whatever it is. And everyone should have an easy fast. And we should no longer have Tisha B'Av again. And we should be zeicher to the Gula, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Good night.